When you get a motor vehicle registered in Oregon, you have several choices of license plate designs. One of those is the Oregon Cultural Trust plate, which puts some money from you into OCT's many grants and programs. The graphic design of the Cultural Trust license plate is changing, effective in 2 weeks, October 1st. There's brand new artwork coming, and it will be displayed on airport walls at 4 Oregon airports starting next week in Medford. So let's talk art, culture, license plates, and airports. Carrie Keichel represents the Oregon Cultural Trust from the Oregon Arts Commission. Hi, Carrie.
Good morning, Jeff. Thanks so much for having us.
It's good to have you. Liza Burns
and
is with us.
What a welcome forecast, that rain. That
oh, no kidding.
About.
Yeah, you arrived with the good news.
I'm very happy to be part of that.
Liza Burns is with us as well, the artist from Eugene. Welcome, Liza.
Hi, happy to be here.
Good to have you both. So, Carrie, let's start with you. There are several parts to this story. Take us back to to the basic need here. How long has the existing Cultural Trust license plate design been in use in Oregon?
It debuted in 2004, featuring an abstract painting by a wonderful artist named Kelly Kivett, who now lives in Florida. We've been in touch with her. And when the board of directors considered how they wanted to recognize the 20th anniversary of the Cultural Trust, they voted unanimously to redesign the plate so that it would be more reflective and respective of all of Oregon's diverse cultures. So that started back in February of 2020. We assembled a board ad hoc that included George Kramer of Eugene, our vice chair, and we put together a creative brief that set that as a goal to reflect, respect, and celebrate all of Oregon's diverse cultures. So we started with a group of nominators that we vetted with the governor's office, and those nominators shared the creative brief with artists and designers in their network. Through that, we received letters of interest and work samples from 36 incredible Oregon artists. At that point, we assembled a statewide jury, taking close care to ensure that it was geographically, ethnically, and via gender diverse. They reviewed those submissions from artists and agreed a list of 20 artists who were then invited to submit preliminary concepts in exchange for a $250 honorarium.
So
at that point, go ahead.
Yeah. Well, the $250 was just for submitting the concept or for the whole project?
That was just for submitting the concept, mm-hmm. just a preliminary concept that, of course, if accepted, would be further refined with a contract.
Mm-hmm.
So at that point, we expanded the jury to make it even more diverse and asked all the jury members to review the preliminary concepts against criteria from the creative brief. They scored them individually, then they came together for a really thoughtful and robust conversation and agreed 5 top-scoring concepts that would be advanced for consideration by the board ad hoc. But I have to say that even at that point, it was clear that there was one concept that had received the very highest scores, and that concept went on to be fully approved by the board of directors last October, and of course, was created by Liza Burns of Eugene, our wonderful Celebrate Oregon artist.
So, Liza, when you got the original concept, where did you head with it? What were the things that popped up into your head to hit the various boxes that needed to be checked for the Oregon Cultural Trust?
Sure. I mean, yeah, it's a pretty nuts brief to say, like, okay, what is all of Oregon culture in 11.5 by 5.5 inches? So I actually kind of worked backwards. To me, this plate it was a communication piece first and an art piece second, because I knew that, you know, no matter what I drew or what I created, there were really, you know, strict technical requirements for this piece. So it had to be both background and foreground at the same time. There had to be enough color contrast to sit behind, you know, all the obstructions that come with a plate, which is kind of a weird place to start for art. So I honestly started with big color blocks and just kind of messing around behind some big white fake license plate numbers just to see, like, well, what felt right and what felt inspiring. And so that's how I came up with sort of these big color blobs. And then it became really clear right away, like, oh, I have to start with landscapes. Like, that's the easiest answer for what is Oregon culture is. It's Oregon. And then after that, you know, it kind of becomes a question of, you know, if you're going to represent culture, do you do it in singulars or multiples? So do I pick like one thing that represents all of Oregon culture? And it just became clear, like, whatever that answer is, it's going to be wrong. It's going to be wrong soon, you know?
Yeah.
So then it became multiples, and then it became, well, how about a lot of multiples? And after just kind of playing around with color and layers and different digital painting effects, found this sort of mosaic of symbols and did my own research to find a lot. But that also helped the what I knew the other part of the project would be, which is it's going to be designed by committee. It has to be. It should be. So, you know, and any answer I came up with as to like, okay, well, what is culture? It's going to be coming all through me, which isn't quite, didn't feel quite right. So I thought, okay, what we need is to get a lot of people to answer this. And I, as the artist, will act almost like the technician. And so I, as part of my proposal, I said, you know, here's the symbols I found, but I would love help and guidance from the trust and from others to pick the symbols that we want to broaden my perspective as an artist. And Carrie was awesome with that. She facilitated these really cool conversations with all these content experts. And so, yeah, that's kind of the development of the plate.
Wow. So a lot of input from a lot of different people. We're talking to Liza Burns, an artist from Eugene, and Carrie Keichel from the Oregon Cultural Trust, about the redesign of the Oregon Cultural Trust license plate featuring Liza's artwork. That'll be available for people getting their cars registered after October 1st, or on October 1st and after. You can join the conversation on the exchange by phone, 800-838-3760, by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. Carrie, is it true you can use a QR code to get a full guide to what the components of the artwork are?
Absolutely, Jeff. So after Liza's creation was finalized with the help of content experts from the Governor's Advocacy Commission, we realized that we had much more than a license plate design. We had a piece of artwork that could really be used to educate Oregonians about our diverse cultures. So Liza and I worked together to put together what we're calling an interactive key and a narrative to accompany that key. So it lives on our website. It has all the symbols numbered. And when you click on the numbers, a narrative pops up that explains that symbol and its connection to Oregon culture. So everywhere the artwork is on display at all the airport murals, we will have a QR code that takes people directly to that interactive key. And then everyone who purchases the license plate starting October 1st we'll receive a mailing from the Cultural Trust with a window cling that contains the QR code and says, "My license plate celebrates Oregon. Learn more and get yours." So that, I have to say, that key narrative alone took Liza and I about 3 months, right, Liza? It was a big lift. It was a very big lift.
Carrie did most of the heavy lifting on that. I basically sent her a list and said, "Here you go. Do a lot of research."
Yeah, but I have to give credit to a number of organizations and individuals who advised me on the creation of that narrative as well, and those, that list of credits is on our website. So, again, so many people have participated in this process over 18 months, and we're really proud of that. We're proud of the inclusive nature. I just want to give a shout-out to a couple of our nominators who live in Southern Oregon, Hyla Lipson from the Grants Pass Museum of Art.
Oh, yeah, she's a regular guest.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and Scott Malbum at the Schneider Museum of Art. They served as nominators. One of our jury members was Mark DeBoer from Lithium Motors.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we just people from all over the state, part of the process, and such a valuable contribution everyone made in their thoughtful and very, very caring approach to our goal here.
Now, I highly recommend that people look at this because, okay, it's a license plate. I get it. You know, so you're going to have your letters and numbers in front of it with the CU for Cultural Trust off to one side. But it's worth looking at because it is fantastically complex. And I'm just looking at the bits and pieces of this, Liza. I mean, we have things that go back potentially thousands of years, drums and baskets and sandals, but more modern things like covered bridges and musical instruments and fizzy beer. So, I mean,
yeah.
How long did this take you?
It's funny, when I first got the invitation to, or told about the process and submitted my design, I had just given birth to my first child.
Oh, wow. So congratulations.
I did it in like the hours when he was sleeping and I had some time, so it's hard to track.
He celebrated his first birthday, so it's been over a year.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
That's right. Yeah. It was one of those things where you love doing it, so it doesn't feel like it took a lot of time. It was fun for me to do this research and find these symbols and like find where it can fit and find what's like building Easter eggs. It's like laying out fun little surprises for people. But the whole process, the actual, you know, the length of the process, Carrie, were we finished in, I think, February? So what, September?
March. We finished the final design with help from the content experts and submitted it to the DMV in March.
Okay, so 6 months. Then did DMV have to make any tweaks for reflectivity or anything like that?
Yeah, they had some color adjustments. Mm-hmm. Like we needed to make sure that the contrast was white, the letters and numbers are white, so we wanted it to be dark enough to to see.
Yeah, one of the final reviews of any plate, Jeff, is by law enforcement, of course, to make sure that the plate communicates on the road. And so, yes, there were some contrast edits that we made to meet their requirements.
You made some reference, Liza, to digital work. Was this does this artwork begin digital and end digital?
It started as a digital painting using Procreate and Photoshop. And it's what's fun is that, and this rarely happens for digital pieces, even if they go to print, it's ending as a 6-foot-long mural, which is a really, it's a strange journey for a digital art piece to take.
It is. But you have done murals before, I see. So this is not a huge departure in that sense, right?
I know. I've been muraling for almost a decade, but I have never muraled a piece like this. I will say this is more complex, has more going on, more layers and more detail and more color than anything I've ever done. So it's been a real a challenge and just like a lot of fun.
Liza Burns and Carrie Keichel are guests on the Jefferson Exchange. We're talking about the new design for the Oregon Cultural Trust license plate. Carrie represents the trust, and Liza is the artist. 800-838-3760. If you have questions or comments, you can also send those by email to jx@jeffnet.org. Carrie, remind people of the many things the Oregon Cultural Trust does and how the sales of the license plates contribute.
Oh, wonderful. Thank you, Jeff, for that opportunity. Yes, the sales of the Cultural Trust license plate support the promotion of the cultural tax credit, which is, of course, Oregon's unique tool for funding culture statewide. And the cultural tax credit last year, we had, I think, upwards of 11,000 Oregonians who first made a donation to a cultural organization that mattered in their life and then made a matching donation to the Cultural Trust. They receive 100% state tax credit for their donation to the trust, and that sends a message to the Oregon legislature to set that money aside for funding culture. So last year, we raised a record $5.2 million, which we'll be announcing in fiscal 22 grants in just a few weeks from now. But, you know, we have, over the course of our 20-year history, awarded more than $35 million in grant awards. That includes block awards to our county coalitions, like the Jackson County Cultural Coalition, which awards smaller grants throughout its service network. We also, last year, participated in the Coronavirus Relief Fund for Cultural Support and awarded $26 million to 621 organizations statewide who were battling the effects of the pandemic and the awful wildfires. So a few of the projects that we're funding in Jackson County right now are at Southern Oregon. We have a project at Southern Oregon University that's restoring Native American access to First Foods. We have a project at Anima Mundi you might have heard about. I'm sure you probably have.
Yeah, they've been on the air.
Stories of Resilience, that was funded by the Cultural Trust. And the Josephine Community Library Foundation, their building campaign for a new Grants Pass library, that's received a significant grant from the trust.
Wow.
So
we
have really become a stable source of funding for cultural organizations across the state, and very grateful to the Oregonians who support cultural organizations and the Cultural Trust. And I just have to say before we end, I need to give a big shout out to greencars.com because they funded airport murals that we're installing beginning next week in Medford. And I just also need to say thank you to all the wonderful folks at the Rogue Valley International Medford Airport, Jerry and Carrie and Brian. They've been phenomenal, great support, and making this a really fabulous kickoff for our mural campaign.
Now, if somebody has a cultural trust plate already, can they trade in their existing one for a new one, or they
absolutely.
Have to?
Absolutely. Okay. They're free to keep the current plate if they want to, mm-hmm. or they can trade it in and get the new plate for an additional surcharge.
And what is the additional surcharge? $50.
$50.
Okay.
$50 in addition to the standard registration fees.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And so, Liza, what does it feel like being able to point to your artwork on cars and trucks all across the state of Oregon?
I can't imagine. It's going to be so. That's going to be so bananas. It's like it's you know, people say like, oh man, exposure doesn't pay the bills. Like you should. This is pretty good exposure. It's pretty intense. I'm so excited. I can't wait.
Now, you keep busy from the sounds of it, and it sounds like our listeners in Eugene, Springfield have several chances to spot your work for some clients.
There's I did my illustrations are in downtown Eugene right now for downtown Eugene and LTD and a couple different organizations. It's funny. I mean, I've been a working artist for a while. But the cultural trust, and this is what they do, is they've really changed my life and my career as an artist and made it possible to have this be my job and, you know, have this be what I do with my life. So it's a whole new world. It's really neat for me.
So final question here, because we're down to our last minute or so, Carrie, the airport parties, it looks like September 21st at Rogue Valley International Medford, October 15th at Fly Redmond, October 28th at Eugene. Have you set a date for Portland International Airport?
Not yet. Our mural at Portland International Airport will be in the new Concourse B, which is scheduled to open mid-November. So we're waiting to finalize the date for the mural installation there.
Okay. You can find the artwork at the Oregon Cultural Trust website. You'll see it on the DMV pretty soon, too, it seems, and a bunch of other places. Thanks to the folks at the Oregon Cultural Trust and greencars.com for the airport displays. Thank you to Carrie Keichel from the Oregon Arts Commission representing the Oregon Cultural Trust here on The Exchange today. Carrie, good to talk to you.
Thank you so much, Jeff. This has been fabulous. And I just can't say enough about Liza and her commitment to this project.
And Liza, congratulations to you, and thank you for joining us on The Exchange.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having us.
All right, take care.